live. And boy, do we have a spicy week at hand here. We've been talking a lot about several conversations.
You went Mr. Unlimited on me there.
People have called me Mr. Unlimited, and then he kind of co-opted it, Russ did. But, you know, it's okay. He can have it and Sierra.
But once he started playing well again, now all of a sudden all the Russ jokes are just thrown out the window?
No, we should make fun of him even more now, because now it doesn't feel like punching down. Now that Russ Wilson is playing good again, it's like, oh, we can punch up again without feeling like we're dancing on somebody's grave. That's how you got to do it, right?
Yeah, let's make fun of you for, check notes, marrying Sierra. Oh, yeah, life seems so miserable for him.
Yeah, and also...
And being rich and successful.
Having $400 million.
Having everything seemingly go right for him in life.
You tool.
Jeez, but
nailed that.
You're limited, though. We had those jokes.
So what's wild about this is you and I did we start the Miles conversation? Because I know
last week we were first on it, and then I even brought Mike Valeni audio to the air, our friend over there at 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, and we got laughed at, essentially.
Yeah, and so it's been
wild taken seriously
to see now that Deshaun Watson is done for the season and likely done for all time, in Cleveland at least. It's now been wild to watch people open up Pandora's box that because Deshaun Watson, who was bad at football, not good enough at football in Cleveland to pay off the investment, because that is officially decreed as the worst trade in NFL history. Thank you, by the way, Jimmy. Appreciate that. Needed that one.
That was a different finger you're supposed to put up in the air right now.
I got a few that I can go with. Okay. But it's wild that now... Pandora's box is open and the Miles conversation is all front and center for everybody. It's I don't know what changed, because a quarterback who wasn't playing good enough got hurt and the season is over, that now all of a sudden this is a valid conversation that all segments of society, not just us reprobates, will start having. Isn't that interesting?
I'm a little surprised by it. That's why, again, we even asked Albert Breer last week. Albert Breer going to join us later on today. It's been at least a full week of us discussing Myles Garrett and his role with this team and what you do, and I guess all of a sudden now it came to a head.
Should we just ask him the same questions we asked when this thing got started a week ago?
I kind of want to be like, so last week you said when it comes to Myles Garrett, how did he phrase it? It was something like, you can't pick up the phone and make the call, but if teams call, then you go ahead and answer it in regards to Myles. It's like, well, what has changed in a week? Nothing's changed.
So... my opinion on the Miles thing has not changed, all right? But I heard something today. We're going to play it right now. And we're going to play in a, I should say, we're going to play in a second. Easy there, Kayla. She's getting ready. She's ready to fire.
You did tee her up.
That's right, because I said, we're going to play it right now. That's on me. That's on me, dog. I can be more specific. But we've just reached a point. Let's just call everything what it is, and let's just be real honest about where we are and what this is and what this isn't. And I feel as if listening to people talk about the Miles situation, that we're trying to turn this into Joe Thomas 2.0, where we start to apply this method of sad bastardism to Myles Garrett because he hadn't won a Super Bowl yet.
And well, why did we go Southern on it?
I don't know. Probably because of the clip we're about to play, where there's always a weird kind of Southern tinge to Ken. And I don't know. He's from Stark County. It's not the South.
Okay.
All right? You're not from Zanesville. I take it back, though. It's great. But I heard something today that to me represents the least genuine part of the should you trade a good player conversation. And let's go away with that now.
If Miles wants to stay a Cleveland Brown forever, I would love for him to be a Cleveland Brown forever. He means something to the franchise, to the area. He's invested in the Cavs. We went over all this last week. And I said, if a team were to call up, like if Detroit were to call up after the Aiden Hutchinson injury, and they go, you know what? Damn it, we're desperate. We'll give you two ones for him. I would pull Miles in, ask him if this is something he's amenable to. And if he wasn't, we don't do it. You want to finish your career with the Browns? You go right on ahead.
Boy, that's interesting. You'd have the conviction to even have the conversation.
I would try to do right by the player because he means that much to the fans.
This is the NFL, not Vietnam. Like, what are we doing? I want to do right by Myles Garrett. And Miles, this 1-6 will not stand. Like, what are we doing here? And listen, in fairness, this is not, I'm not trying to doubt the that Ken is being genuine in the sentiment about Myles Garrett.
Okay.
But this line of thinking that in the NFL, teams do right by players, and that this is, hey, we wanted to trade you to this team because we want to do right by you. No,
yeah.
No. They gave you picks. You were done with the player. This idea, this idea of altruism is ridiculous.
I know, but the Browns have displayed some sense of this in the past, though, and maybe this is what Ken is leeching onto, right? Like, you give Nick Chubb the contract, and Nick Chubb in the Players Tribune says it's because they couldn't do that to the fans, and then Bill Callahan goes to Tennessee and gets to coach under his son, and it's like, well, why'd you give up a great opportunity for yourself to go ahead and make somebody else's dreams come true? And it's like, well, but the part that has always befuddled me, Nick, is the idea that they do it with some players, and then with other players, they just completely ignore that.
I just love the idea.
So is Miles on their side that they would help out, or is he on the other side of people like Amari Cooper that they just don't seem to care about when it comes to those type of things?
I just love the idea of doing right by a player. He's making money. This is not indentured servitude. This is not like, hey, Miles, you're a Greek god. We've given you every opportunity. We've surrounded you by talent constantly, and we're giving you $25 million a year. And by the way, 2 years from now, we're probably going to give you $35 million a year. Like, this isn't like a war. This isn't the end of Saving Private Ryan.
Right. It should be whatever is in their best interest, and that's all that matters.
Well, but no, the point is, Myles Garrett, having him here makes it easier to win in the future. And Miles isn't at the end of his career. Like, I can kind of understand that. I can kind of understand the idea of Joe Bitonio. These might be the last 8 games of his career. I kind of understand the, hey, Joel, somebody called us. They've offered us a 3rd rounder for it. That value meets what we need. If you want to stay, you can stay, and we finish out your career here. If not, you can go. Miles is 29 years old. He was a defensive player last year, and we act like he's a mule that we're about to put out to pasture. Like, this isn't the end of Saving Private Ryan. Miles, you're going to go to Detroit, and you're going to go win that Super Bowl. And 50 years from now, when you're sitting on the front porch, you tell him Nick Wilson said, I love you, Miles.
All right, let me put it this way, though. Is it because they know Miles? They know if they don't do right by Miles, Miles has a way of, we talked about culture a lot in the 3 o'clock hour. If Miles is unhappy and doesn't want to be here, Miles can make everybody's life a living hell, and you know that.
JOK, you're an all pro in my book. We just traded you to San Francisco. Here we got a 7th round pick for you. You go do well. You go play good football because we want to do right by you, JOK. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pay Denzel to sit at home for the next 4 years, the rest of his contract. Pay every cent that he's owed.
Okay.
We're going to do it. Denzel, you don't have to play football anymore, even if you want to.
I get what you're saying. It's not a charity. No. There's nothing altruistic happening here.
No.
I get it.
Until when your grandkids, when you're 60 years from now,
yeah.
Grandpa, why can I go to school on an all-inclusive package, going to college, not have to pay a dime?
You're Are we doing an all-inclusive university package now?
You're telling her,
like,
right?
Like it's a cruise ship?
It's because Nick Wilson said you can stay at home because I'm going to do right by you.
Get the unlimited drink package,
like,
too?
What are we doing here? Like, seriously. Like, this, because what it is it's all this just line up. Guys, they're 1-6. Last year, they were 11. This is no way even close to the Joe Thomas thing. Joe Thomas, like, played every single snap, said everything, basically lied for the organization for 10 years when he knew that every single coach and every single thing was in there was fugazi,
mm-hmm.
right? And then at the very end, right, that you were marching him towards 0-16.
And he got a chance to be traded to Denver, and he said no, and he passed on it.
Yeah. He had one winning
season.
And then
Denver won the Super Bowl.
One winning season in 11, never went to the playoffs. And Miles was in the playoffs last year, has a playoff win.
But he's got all playoff win. It's not like he's got a million of them stacked to the ceiling here.
But this isn't that's not where we are. This whole thing of, I just want to do right by Miles. Then go back and win games. Then get your head out of your ass. Stop being stubborn. Stop being onerous to your process. Bring good football players in and don't waste more years. Like, listen,
right,
the easiest
answer is to win. I don't think anyone is disputing that. The easiest answer is for the Browns to tell Myles Garrett, we're going to win next year. This thing isn't going to take forever. Bear with us. We're 1-6. This season's going to stink, but we're going to get there. I just don't know that it's that easy.
Yeah, well, no. But see, the point is we're making it harder than it is. We're making being a functional organization, that's the word of the day, I guess. But like, no, this is not, guys, Miles is 29, or he's going to be 29 by the end of this year. And that is not incredibly old. It's not incredibly young.
Right.
And if you say, well, okay, Miles' injuries, would it make sense to get out in front of this? Okay, now we're talking in logic.
He's still young enough to be in Francisco Lindor, Manny Ramirez territory, where he goes and plays for another team, and that's what he's remembered as.
Yeah, but, well, and I think that's the point. Like, this idea of, we got to do right by Miles. Then if you want to do right by him, stop wasting his time here. Stop coming up with reasons, because what it is we're protecting ourselves, right? We're protecting ourselves to go ahead and say, well, you know what? I don't think we can win. I don't think we can do it. So you know what? Let's go ahead and get preemptive about this. Yeah, Miles might actually prefer to play somewhere else. I don't know. And if he comes and says that, it's the NFL. There's not a lot you can do. But we got to stop acting.
David Njoku did ask for a trade, and we just said no.
But this is not some historically inept situation he's been in. They were 11 wins last year. Their low water mark the last 4 years has been 7 or 8 wins. That's not where you want to be. But you're also not where you were 8 years ago. So the idea that Miles is crestfallen, no, he's got money. Miles is doing quite well for himself. Yeah, he can have any person he wants.
He'll be fine. It's just at some point does Miles turn around and say, I want more for my football legacy?
Yeah, okay. But that's a Miles decision. This idea of...
Well, I think that's all Ken is asking, right? Like if Miles comes to the table and says, listen, I want to go chase a Super Bowl. You guys haven't gotten it done. I've given you 8 years. I've done the best I can. Get me out of here. What do you do?
We're talking about who generates the conversation and how you handle it. Teams, and I'm going to tell you right now, if the Browns don't think Miles is going to be healthy 3 years from now when they might be good again, then
okay,
they're going to trade him.
What do you do if Miles comes to you and makes that same request that Njoku did a couple years ago? Do you answer that request or do you just say, sorry, you're going to play for my football team as I get ready to try to figure this whole thing out?
You do the thing you haven't had the stones to do when players have done that previously. I'm thinking more of Baker. You make it work. Marriage is hard. Giving up is easy. So... stop making excuses for your own futility. Figure it out. And let's stop acting like this is some... Guys...
Okay, because Miles in the past has shown us that he can get real interesting in a locker room if he's not happy.
Okay.
Bus toss Joe Woods 12 different times in a season. Even,
that's another fake thing.
He can do that, though.
But yeah, then lead your way out. It is not, leadership is not that hard. It is an active choice. And if you say it's a player's locker room and the players aren't leading well, then find somebody who will lead. Like
might be part of the problem. You said it yourself. We have a culture issue right now. Well, all right, let's look at the head of the snake.
Yeah, well, which one?
Part of that, yeah. But part of that is the idea that Miles Garrett's been your best player for years now. And how many years have you and I been here talking about the idea that we have culture problems?
See, but again, when it comes to the trade of Miles, there's the valid conversation, which is he ready? Are we ready? Are we better off without Miles? How can we be better if what we get for Miles? Those are valid football conversations. The, I just want to do right by Miles. What does that even mean? Like, no.
Yeah, I'm not making that case.
The best thing for the Cleveland Browns is to win football games. The best thing for Miles is to not tax his body in a lost season, and then go out and put a team around him worthy of his talents. But this idea, Miles, is he forlorn? Is he a Civil War general? Do I need to swaddle Miles? Do we need to maybe get some, do we need to like save space? Do we need to go ahead and protect him from like sharp edges? Like what are we doing here? Like this idea, when these are the conversations you have at the end of somebody's career, not the middle of them.
Yeah.
And if Miles comes to you, the conversation changes.
But he might never be as valuable as he is right now, though, if you think about it.
See, that's the problem. We're thinking of things like...
because the bonus money and how it's been structured. Like, he's going to be so cheap for another team. And is coming off a Defensive Player of the Year award. Like, yeah, I don't know that he's as valuable as he ever is right now in this moment.
There is a time and place where value is absolutely the right conversation. When a guy is in the pinnacle of his career, when the guy is one of the 5 best edge rushers, you don't trade those guys, right? Ask the Raiders how well it's gone since they traded Khalil Mack. Ask anybody. You like this concept of, we want to be ahead of it. No, some players you're right into the dirt. That's just how it is. Some players you have until they don't want to be here anymore or until they have no good football left.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about Jason Kelce in this because we talked about the Eagles, right, where the Eagles won a Super Bowl and then basically tore it all down and then got Jalen Hurts and Smith and Brown and all these guys and then ended up in the Super Bowl within 5 years. And there were some players like Jason Kelce, for instance, that were untouchable. And I know Jason Kelce isn't Myles Garrett, but the man is a first ballot Hall of Famer and might be the best center to ever play the position. Like, there are certain people that are untouchable. I feel like you think Myles Garrett's in that category.
Myles, I don't think we can go on for the rest of the season. So
I'm thinking of the Captain Andrew Luck Twitter account that used to exist.
We're going to send you off to San Francisco. You're going to love it real good. And when you're an old man living out your days and your grandkids say, "Grandpa, how'd you get here?" You tell him Nick Wilson said it. You tell him Nick Wilson made this happen.
Yeah.
And Nick Wilson thought about what's best for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell him Nick Wilson said it.
Nick Wilson also made sure that you stayed with the Browns through a rebuild and then 5 years later didn't win anything.
Oh my God.
Oh no, what happened?
What is win anything?
What happened?
What is win anything?
I don't know. You tell me. But if he gets traded to Detroit, he's got a chance to play in the Super Bowl this year, potentially.
Why do I care about that?
Myles cares about that. That's the point.
Yes, but he clearly doesn't care about it because he hasn't asked for a trade.
If Myles isn't happy, we don't know that he is or isn't. But if Myles isn't happy, he's going to make everyone's life just miserable around that.
When did it become my emotional payload to start thinking about how I can get Myles a Super Bowl ring somewhere else? It's not. Full stop. And it's not the Browns either.
But if you're a GM, you have to think about all the equations attached to this. Yes, you do.
Myles, it's Andrew Berry. Listen, you're the best player we've had in franchise history, not named Joe Thomas, in the last 25 years. But I just want to see you hoist that Lombardi somewhere else.
If Myles is happy being here, then great. Then everything is copacetic and it's awesome. But we don't know that. We have no idea what Myles is or isn't right now.
But that's not the conversation. We are assuming things. We are assuming a lot of things.
You're assuming he's happy.
And no. I'm assuming nothing. Like, I'm assuming Myles likes the contract that he has, that Myles has not. I mean, I'm assuming that this is not the worst situation that anyone's ever been in.
It's not an assumption to tell you that Myles Garrett, in the past, when things have gone not right, has been very vocal about how not right it's going.
Yes, and that's not the same thing as you need to offload him at the quickest moment because we got to think about his mental health.
Does he have that in him to go through what would be, if it's a retooling, if it's a mini rebuild, whatever you want to call it, the next couple years, where we're probably not going to be very good at football, Nick?
Myles! Myles!
Now what
Please
are you doing?
Go on, Myles. Go win that Super Bowl for Cleveland in Detroit.
The Civil War person gets older and older with each time you do it.
Just so disingenuous.
You're on the Titanic right there.
216. I'm actually doing Randy Marsh. Stan! 216-474-0092. Should the Browns do right by Myles Garrett?
Thoughts? Movie trailer voice.
Thoughts and Prayers Radio, 92.3 The Fan.